Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia, the longest-serving justice on the High Court, is dead. He died in his sleep of natural causes at the age of 79. President Obama said he had a brilliant legal mind.
He influenced a generation of judges, lawyers, and students, and profoundly shaped the legal landscape. He will no doubt be remembered as one of the most consequential judges and thinkers to serve on the Supreme Court. Justice Scalia dedicated his life to the cornerstone of our democracy, the rule of law.
Mr. Obama said he plans to fulfill his constitutional responsibility to nominate a successor in due time and said he expects the Senate to give the nominee a timely hearing and a vote. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell voiced opposition to President Obama nominating a successor in favor of waiting until a new president takes office next January. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the crisis in Syria has reached a turning point, and decisions made in the near future could either end the war or define a very difficult set of choices for the future.
If the international community and the Syrians themselves miss the opportunity now before us to achieve that political resolution to the conflict, the violence, the bloodshed, the torture, the images of children, women, children, the bombing, the anguish is going to continue.
Summing up 2 days of talks among members of the International Syria Support Group, Secretary Kerry said all sides agreed to work for a quick end to the violence in Syria as an essential first step toward a political solution to the 5-year civil war. This is VOA News. Turkey's military shelled Kurdish militia targets in northern Syria on Saturday. Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the shelling had targeted a former military airbase near the Turkish border and a village captured from rebel forces by the YPG militia. Ankara considers that by the time the Kurdish Democratic Union Party and the YPG militia be branches of the Kurdistan Workers' Party, which has waged a decades-long insurgency against Turkey. NATO's top official on Saturday rejected Russian Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev's suggestion that the Western military alliance had rekindled the Cold War. Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said all NATO's moves had been in direct response to Russian actions.
But we are responding in a defensive way, in a proportionate way, and absolutely in line with our international obligations and agreements.
NATO have been conducting more military maneuvers in countries bordering Russia, as well as stationing equipment and multinational troops there, and has also established a rapid reaction force. United States plans to quadruple its military spending in Europe to $3.4 billion in 2017. Pope Francis opened a long-anticipated visit to Mexico on Saturday, demanding that Mexican leaders provide true justice, as he put it, and security in a country racked by years of endemic drug violence, official corruption, and poverty.
Les ruego, por favor, no minusvalorar.
Francis said, I urge you not to underestimate the moral and antisocial challenge in which the drug trade represents for youth, he said, and Mexican society as a whole. In a country where drug trafficking has corrupted entire police forces and where drug violence has claimed more than 100,000 lives in recent years, the Pope warned against privilege for an elite class at the expense of the rest of society. Later today, Francis will celebrate an open-air mass in one of the many suburbs of Mexico City that has been hard hit by spiraling crime, including an epidemic of violence, murders, and the disappearances of women. Colombia's National Health Institute said Saturday the total number of people diagnosed in Colombia with the Zika virus has reached more than 31,500, among them more than 5,000 women who are pregnant. There is currently no treatment for Zika, which remains unknown about the disease much there, including whether the disease causes microcephaly, a medical condition in which newborns' heads are smaller than normal because the brain has not developed properly or stopped growing.
That's the latest world news from VOA.